God says on the days of May, you should lion, and it is halacha vav. Hazeev v'hakelev, kelev hakufri v'hashu'al, ha'izim v'hasva'im, ha'ye'elim v'rachelim, ha'sus v'hapered, ha'pered v'hachamor, ha'chamor v'ha'arod, again assuming these are all zugot, zugot. So each one of these has a pair that are very similar in look, so that a fox and a dog are very similar, a wolf dog and a wolf look very similar, and dogs are used for watchdogs and so on. Izim and Tzvayim are, I guess, similar enough. The Yael and the Rachel really are similar. Sus v'apered, we have the parrot, of course, is the offspring of a sus and an aton. A parrot and a hamor, where it's also, you think it's its own species, at least halfway. A hamor, the arod is a, what do you call those things that run around wild in the desert in New Mexico? Yes, it's like a wild hamor. So even though they look like each other, but they're still felines. Now, obviously, if we have it split in this way, then a kelev with a kelev kufri would not be considered to be kelein, because otherwise, I mean, that would be a much better chiddush to tell us a wolf with a kelev kufri. Not kelev kufri, we understand. It's like a dog, it looks like a wolf, so you should tell me the kelev and a kelev kufri be kelein. It's obviously they're not kelein. This is not like Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir omer kelein. According to Rebbe Meir, actually, a kelev and a kelev kufri would be kelein, because even though, as we'll see later on, there are other issues, Alpha Gadda Rebbe Meir omer kelev is a type of behema, as opposed to a type of chaya. He's noted that a kelev kufri is a type of chaya, and a kelev, therefore, with a kelev kufri, that the Rebbe Meir would be kelein, because by definition, a chaya with a behema would be kelein. Now, look at me, isn't it strange? This Perek, essentially the Perek that talks about all the various types of Kelayim. We're talking about now the Kelayim of mating. It seems to be limited to mammals. Doesn't say anything about birds.
Is this mating and yoking?
It's actually yoking as well, yes. Well, not yoking, working with.
Working together.
But note that it doesn't say anything about birds. Well, you're right, it doesn't. But, at least in the Braisa of Bardalia, it makes it very clear. I teach them into Bardalia. And there it says, Tarnagol im apisyuni. The Tarnagol im atabas. Hafapisha domim zelazek yelayim zelazek. In other words, you're gonna mate now a turkey with a peacock. So, or, for that matter, you have these little zoo rides where you tie a peacock and a turkey to a little wagon and put the little babies in there and have them run wild. That would be also the Kalayim Zebizah. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, amen. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, well, what's gotten into Rabbi Yochanan? Mishnah Shalayim by Shanul on a Rebbe. There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama. We just had it. It's the Chayim Chayav Aof Kiyotzvam, remember? Mishnah lists everything that even though it says behema, it actually means behema and chaya and ofos. There's a bridge from Maimon Har Sinai, from the Isser of Shabbos. So it says that by Shabbos, even though it says behemtecha, it doesn't mean and a shorakov, it means anything at all. And brings rayas now, the same thing is true of Kelayim, and everything else says the Mishnah. So what's coming through the Yochanan? What he says, yeah, I should go to look at Bardalia's collection of brises? What, he forgot the Mishnah of Baba Kama? Says Rabbi Yonah, no. Rabbi Yochanan makes perfect sense. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yochanan says, truth in the heart of the Rabbi Yochanan. We need what Rabbi Yochanan says. Look, I mean, it obviously, there's two different issues over here. There's the fact of the Yitzhak, and then there's the details of the Yitzhak. I mean, the Mishnah tells us, not the fact, take for granted the fact of the Yitzhak. It says, what animals are included in that Yitzhak? Zev and Kelev, Kelev Kufri and Shul, and so on and so forth. The Braisa that he's bringing over here, Bardalia, says, Tarnagol im apisyuni, Tarnagol im atabas. That parallels the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us where to find the parallel of the Mishnah. I mean, all it says in Baba Kama is the fact that Opus included mean, whatever a mammal would be included, including Yitzchak HaLion. So I still need to say what Rabbi Yochanan said. Look, it said over there, Chaya, in the Mishnah. What Rabbi Yochanan was saying is, the Yitzchak is mentioned in Shabbos. The details of the Yitzchak are given in Kilayim. So he understands, I need to explain to you, the Yitzchak is given in Shabbos. You're right about Opa. It says Opa's there. But the details are given in the Brisa, by Dalia. That makes perfectly good sense for Rabbi Yochanan to say that. So Behema, Tanina Behema, Hako Pashtana, Opa, Shanta Taman, Opa Nita Taman, Ata Upa Shanta Hako. So now, we need to know the details in the Bardalia. From Rabbi Yossi, no. Beginning, excuse me. That you call an answer. That's very good answer. It's very good with the Shlokish Tanya. Bolo diacha sha'op asur b'kelayim. What was the question? What's the question? Why doesn't it tell us the Tarnagoli Matavan? The question was, Oth lo tanita. What should you, if you're going to be careful with your language, you should say, Oth tanita b'bobakama. That's all. Somebody wants to ask, but what about the Pirusha of Lotanita? Fine, so then you can answer Bardalia, but you don't tell me about a question nobody asked. Tell me the answer to that question while ignoring the question that is asked and say, well, you understand that on your own. I think that Rish Lakish is entirely within his rights of pointing out that Rabbi Yochanan did not answer this correctly. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, that Kahana Shal Rish Lakish, Hamar Diya B'chayot Hayam Mahu, what would be the din of someone who would mate various whales, let's say, various species of whales with each other? Would he be over an Isser or not? Marbia, in order to be Marbia, we're talking about, there's no way to be Marbia fish, they don't have genitals. But a whale, you can be Marbia.
But one of the others?
Whales have normal genitals, insertion. You'd have to insert in order to be over on the Haraba. So I want to know, is it in fact an Isser or not? On my way, so Rish Lakish said, on Hank Sivan Laminehen. What do you mean? It says in the Pasuk Laminehen that God created these animals Laminehen. Every place it says Laminehen, it means that you have to maintain, as we'll see later, we learn this out from Eschukotai Tishmura, we'll see. So wherever it says Laminehen, there's an Isser Kelayim. Ravaka lo Omar came. Ravaka didn't have this story this way that Rabbi Yirmiyah had it. He says it differently, that Omar Ravaka b'shem Rish Lakish, just straight out, not as a question that Ravkana asked, Rish Lakish answered. He simply quoted Rish Lakish as saying, Kol shekatuv bo l'mineyo, kilayim noeg bo. But Rish Lakish got up and made a statement. Wherever we find the word min as referring to a species, then you have to be careful to maintain the genetic integrity of that species. On that came along in Ravaka's version, Rav Kahana asked him, well, wait a second, what about Chayot Hayam? It says, would mean a hand by them. Would you say that Goliath are knowing on them? I dare you. Go try it. Meaning, what kind of Isser is that? I said, what do you mean? How are you going to be over on that Isser Harabah? But the Torah should be actually, now, I personally don't believe that that's the question. I think that the question is, how about the fact that dogim are included in the Chayot Hayam? How do you explain that the Torah should tell you to maintain the genetic integrity of dogim when there isn't very much that you could do to get them to mate together? Now, is there? Om Rabbi Yossi Berabbi Bon, speaking of fishing nets, he just pulled up Rish Lakish in a net. What's Rish Lakish going to say about that? I mean, certainly the Minayim over there doesn't come to preclude your tampering with them in terms of mating them.
Because you can't.
An animal without genitals, you can't get to mate. Omer of Yona, I know, I can explain it. Yochalana Patrullah, I could say, look, first of all, there's an Isser of Hanaga. So, look, I mean, you know, I understand that you think it's a little far-fetched, but suppose a guy has a little wagon for his kids, right? And he hooks up this wagon by tying a string around the tail of a big tuna, and another string around the tail of a big shark. And now he has them going, and he's got his kid doing parasailing on this, right? Yeah, they always do it, exactly. There's mom and
racism.
Even better, that's a great idea, right? So he's what do you need to mess up the environment with those horrible two-stroke motors, right? Just have the fish hole. So first of all, it could be money. You might say, look, you bring a string, the kotabu udne de la kisa, you tie one around the ear of a kisa, did you ever see a fish with an ear? And you tie the other around the ear of a eureka.
What's a eureka?
I don't know, some other kind of fish.
What's the yellow and fine gold?
No! The main point is to come. Now, here comes a very strange piece of Gemara. The inun shayfin deinin dein. Now, they rub against each other, umizarin. Now, this on the surface...
Shayfin?
Shayfin is the rub. So this on the surface is a continuation of the din of mani, which is the way everybody learns it, Makar, because right away. So what it's talking about is the guy has not hooked up his kid, what do you call those things? Motor, the scooters, the water scooters.
Jet skis.
Not that he's got a fish-powered jet ski. He's a pretty small-time thinker. He hooks these fish up to his plow. And actually not his plow, but to a little device that spreads seeds out, you see. So they understand that what he did is he hooked up, but certainly the mashmos, he hooks up his spreader to the ears of these fish,
his spreader.
Okay. And they pull it while feeding on dry land.
Who
is Darin?
Ears now have animals on land, so they bother.
Oh, I thought you meant the Erie Canal. I thought for sure Barnea is saying it. Well, probably your all canals have that, don't you? So in any event, so my suggestion is that we read it as follows. Yoko ana patar le mishumani. I could have answered it, like you find often in the Bible. Yoko, I could have, like we have 2 days ago, I could have given you a shinuya defika. I don't like to give a shinuya defika. So I could have given you the obvious answer. The obvious answer is that it still needs to say lemi mehem to tell me about a case of Hanhaga, right? Now you make a crazy case. However, I don't think that's necessarily true. I hold that if the way in which these fish reproduce is by spawning, you can in fact stimulate spawning and have them spawn by having them rub against each other, and then they'll spawn in the same area and you'll be mixing them. That's the point. So that's also included, I say, Aliyah by the Reish Lakish, that would also be included in Harba'ah, and you didn't get Reish Lakish in your net.
So is this the nature of artificial insemination?
No, this is the way in which they spawn. That's what he's saying. That anything which is a zerah, in the same way that we would certainly, it takes a little stretch of the imagination to say that inserting a piece of wood into another piece of wood is called mating. But we do say that because we include Harkavat Ilan in the din of Satchalotivakalayim because we learn it out of our book. It's more similar to mammal mating than it is to mixing seeds. But we learn out one from the other. Okay, so if that case means that every species, whatever its mode of reproduction is, you can't use that mode of reproduction to mix. That doesn't have anything to do with genetic fooling. That's something else where you're not involved in the actual mode of reproduction. And you're mixing DNA slices and so on and so forth. That's not what we're talking about. Halacha Zayin. Ein mevi'in ilan v'ilan, yerek v'yerek, v'lo ilan v'yarak. Actually, it refers to the general klal of Yerakot, which we say yarak. V'lo ilan v'yarak, v'lo yarak v'ilan. So you cannot go ahead and mix, and we're talking about over here inserting a piece into, because sometimes what we'll do is we will use a veggie to provide a base for the tree's rooting.
Good.
Yes, we'll have these cases of the Gemara. You put in a yichur into a vegetable which keeps it soft, moist, and allows it now to spread through the vegetable into the ground, and it facilitates rooting. So that type of thing would be osur. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says no. A yarak and an ilan is not osur. Because there's no way, says Rabbi Yehuda, to mix the actual results. So you're not going to get a combination of yarak ilan fruit. Right. It's rock, that's rock, it's not a problem, but the same idea. So yarak bilan is mutter because it can't really mix. Understand, just yesterday we had Rav Yehuda talking about mixing tapuchim with avatichin. And he said that was the melaphophone, the multiphone tone. Understand, now he's changed his mind, now he's saying you don't get anything out of it, so it's not called mixing. And there's nothing to do, I mean, that's called sleeping together, not actually reproducing together. So here he's saying, Rav Yehuda now has changed his mind? Kamanu Omer, just yesterday he said, no tell he, akad ma'akad, adam ma'akad, mitzit b'shal avatia, u'ma'akad, mitzit b'shal kapua, u'notanam l'tosu ma'akad, v'in mitzakim menasim shalayim. He said the way you get the malapapon is by mixing in the same guma a seed from a pitma of an avatia and from a pitma of a kapua. V'aku Omer Hakim, and here he says there's no way to mix a yerek and an ape. No, please, what are you talking about? It's a different thing. Tamana Yadeshu no tain zebit tzadzein mitachim v'nasim shalayim. There's two ways to reproduce if you're a tree. One is with your seeds, but the other one is with the yichurim. What we're talking about over here is taking a yichur, taking a branch from a tree, and plugging it into something else, plugging it into a different tree. That, in fact, is awesome. But what he's saying is plugging it into a vegetable. Nothing happens when you plug it into a vegetable. That's not a problem. Over here, you're talking about taking seeds. You're mixing seeds together. That will work, says Rabbi Yehuda. There, of course, it's osur. I mean, any yerek b'ilan is mutter. I'm saying yerek b'ilan through yichur b'ilan is mutter. Now, son, minay in shein markivin eitz srak, agabi eitz makal. How do you know that you cannot take an eighth srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, and being marked it on top of a fruit-bearing tree? Or for that matter, you can't take one type of fruit-bearing tree and be marked it on another type of fruit-bearing tree if it's one min b'she'eno mino. Minayin? Talmud lomar et chukotai tishmoru. Therefore the Torah says, et chukotai tishmoru. Then it starts saying, sachalot yizrak yalayim, right? And we dash that pasuk to mean, what do you mean, chukotai tishmoru? Tell me what the chok is. Don't tell me to be shomer. Keep my chukot, et tzatzalot, as if you know what I'm referring to. Et tzatzalot, what did you ever tell me? You never talked to me about this. Ah, not true. We see from here that the chukot of breishis itself are chukot that we're supposed to know about. So where the Torah mentions min in Maisa breishis, it's meant to be a message to all generations. And therefore, chukotai tishmoru, the way in which I define the integrity of species in my separations, shall be kept by you. Sadcha lo tizrak yalayim. That's the point. Rav Yonah, Rav Elazar, the Shem Kahana, point out that this is going according to the Shita of the Tana, Rav Elazar. The Rav Elazar, because he says, Mishum chukim, Shechakakti, we should take out the next three words, Yechukim Shechakakti L'Adam HaRishon. He, Revelazer Shita, is that Adam HaRishon was Nitztava in Kilayim. In which case, even Goyim are also in Kilayim. And therefore, this seems to be referring to the Chukim that you all know about. You're all Bnei Adam. As Bnei Adam, you should be aware of the fact that I insisted that Adam be careful about genetic integrity. So it would be eight mitzvahs according to him, but there's no fee of Nisan in it. That's all discussion is on every. But it would be a fee on everyone. Rav Yossi, the same Rabbi Law, says no. This doesn't mean necessarily that it's an Isser to Bnei Noah. It could mean the way of holy. Maybe it's going over here according to everybody. And what it means is, Mishum chukim shechakakti ba'olami. What it's saying is, the laws of nature, not the laws that I told to people about nature. The laws that I set down in nature, that these are the species that you found on the earth when you arrived there. So to you, these represent nature as it is. Don't violate that nature as it is. So how do I, so then I thought if that's the case, so I mean, I find that there's two subspecies of the fig. I mean, some figs are white and some figs are dark. So may I tell Asurla, I keep ta'ina shechora, agabe ta'ina levana. No, yes, that's true. But we already asked that kasha 2 days ago. Well, you know the answer to that kasha. Volomi kaloi begadim lamarata, remember? We compared all the different types of kalayim one to each other. We said, so the same way it doesn't define sabchalot yizrak kalayim. It doesn't define kamakak kalayim. But it does define begat kalayim shabnez lo yale alecha. And it says it has to be begat temro pishtim. So we learn from there, ma temro pishtim, lo zemi means there, right? So ma kaloi begadim shabnez lo yale lo zemi means there, lo zemi means there. Therefore, the determination over here is not in terms of subspecies, but of totally different types. Just like the Lord of the Gonim are different types. Abkilayim shasati l'cham nikom akom. Lo zemi min zeh, lo zemi min zeh. Tell me the shame of the Lord. Mutarhu goy lizroa v'lilvosh kilayim, avalo la'arbiya dem to kilayim, v'lo la'arkiv ilo no kilayim. So it says, Rav Elazar, the goy is mutter to do the zuria and levisha, but he is not allowed to actually mate two different animals or to do the equivalent of mating with trees, which we pointed out comes from the same prophet, and insert a yichur of one tree into another. Lama. Yipnei shekatuv behem meminehem. Since it doesn't say the word Leminehem and it has to do with Levisha. It doesn't have to do, at least we think, it doesn't have to do with Leminehem when it says Sarchalot Yizra. Because it doesn't say Leminehem over there. Well, why not? Does the Gemara the Shain, Ketivu Leminehem? It says that the earth brought out the Shain Leminehem. So that would mean that grain, you're saying Zerah, Sarchalot Yizra Kilayim. But it doesn't say Leminehem. Ah, it does, you're right. But in Sivui, Elabotah. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told the earth to make sure to bring out the Shein Leminehem. He just said, touch the earth, right? Came along the earth and made a Kal V'Chomer. So the show you made a Kal V'Chomer. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not beyond meaning that even looked different. They're able to anyway maintain genetic integrity. And he told them, Leminehem. We anyway tend to mix. You don't even notice the difference. One type of grass, another grass. You know, what it is, you know, you're going to go to your lawn expert. So for us, the lach is kama v'kama. We should be very marked on Leminehem. Otherwise, we'll cease having a unique identity. So there, as the Gemara Kulin says, Nismach Hashem to myself. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy that, oh, the earth is very smart and keeps its own logic in this. But Lamaisa Kanzorfu never said this is what it should do. It just did it. So you can't say Chukim Shechakakti Lecha, I never talked about it. That's your own idea. And therefore it's not included.
Only by difference?
By the Dishaim. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. So then that means the earth is a very good boy. Laman is Kalalah Aret. So how come when Adam Rishon sinned, if the earth was so smart to be mocked on Kilayim, so why was the earth punished? Good question. Rav Yudin by Shalom says, because he didn't read the rest of the prophet. There's two parts to this prophet. The same, which of course is not a coincidence, the same sin that the earth made was on the day of this special Kal V'Chomer of Yismach HaShem L'Masa. Because the Pasuk says, on the one hand, oh, that it did beautifully. It figured out itself that it should be Leminehem. But then it says, eight pri, osapri, and over there it violated it. Instead of bringing out eight pri, it brought out instead eight osapri. So, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shalom, how you say, Shavra, Gzeirot Tav, Shavra, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tachea are Zersha, Ace of Mazria, Zerav, Ace, you could say the Ace Pri, Osa Pri. Vihi Loas, that's how the earth is. Elevatotse are Zersha, Ace of Mazria, Zerav, Lemineu, the Ace Osa Pri alone. It didn't bring out the Ace Pri. So therefore, it's a big trouble. So Tunisha says, no, that's not. All of that means is that the earth also created a new type of tree that wasn't a fruit tree. That's because the earth was so happy that some chavetivuya vosifayu on this rock. HaKadosh Baruch had only been mitzava fruit trees. And the earth came along with an idea that there could be trees that aren't fruit trees for eating. They're fruiting trees. So therefore it brought out Eitz Osapri as well and established a broader context for the idea of trees.
What's the pre of
whatever they're not edible, but whatever their fruiting body is, every tree has a fruiting body.
Right? So the seeds for the next generation?
Yeah, of course. There's no tree that doesn't have a fruit. I mean, we don't look at the fruits as being edible necessarily. So therefore, you're certainly not going to say it did something wrong. It was it was expanding out of great joy and the ability to bring forth all these different meanings. So okay, so fine. Now I understand. Now that's the Rav Yehuda Bar Sholem up in this Kalalaris. Rav Yehuda Bar Sholem says that this was a violation, but that's the repentance. According to the Pinchas, it wasn't a violation, it was an expansion. Lomen is Kalavaret. Noof. Kinish Dioma Leib Biza Dechen Einek. It's like people say about a Russia. Cursed are the breasts that nursed, that suckled this one. So they cursed the mother. So over here, the earth was cursed for suckling the other. Well, to provide nourishment for this Melchizedek who went ahead and was over on the Easter of the Akiva the Etanah. It deserves to be cursed, like you curse the mother. Right? So we always insult the person's mother when we're insulting him. Right? Yeah, that's why, because we said the Torah was Malim, the niece of Rivka, because everybody would have said, cursed the woman who suckled this ace of Arusha. And you too, the earth is the mother. Now, Atkidon, so that's why it says Rabbi Nosson. Isaac called Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson points out, Shalosha Nifnasu L'din. It's very strange. Because Baruch was angry at three. Adam, Chava, and Nachash. And for some reason, four come out with a klala. Because it's Arura, Adam, Abavurecha. So that's the point. The fourth one came out for having suckled these Rishayim. Now, Atkidon, let's see, the Lebehemtaka, Lothar B'Akalayim. You said before that Oph is included, but it only says Behemtaka. How is Oph included? Oph means nine. Some learn because it says et chukotai tishmor. It says the fair chukotai tishmor, and obviously the chukim of teva produce all of the meaning, including okot. And the others learn, however, tonight dance alotabia kilayim. Others learn it out from the gzereshov of the hemtika that we learn out by Shabbos, by Har Sinai in the Mishnah Baba Kama. That wherever it's event, the kind of clues of us is wrong, in this case, by trying. Now, it depends where you learn it from, how many times you're going to get malchus. It makes a big maskanina, because let's say that a guy did 2 weeks during Kalayim. He was marshiv ilan via bia'ot. So somebody gives him a hasra, you're not allowed to create Kalayim. And he creates Kalayim in two ways. One, through our Kavat Ilan, and one through Harba'a. So if you learn it out from Eskuko Sekishmoru, so then you're Chai of two separate things, right? Because the Oaf you're learning out from Kukosai, and the Behema you're learning out from Behema Lokabia Kalai. So you have to say now, you have to get Malkus twice. But Mandiyama Bi Behemtika Lotarbiya, if he learns we're expanding the Isra of mating mammals to include Oafs as well, then it's all one Isra, Behemtika Lotarbiya. So then you're only in a chayav al ha'achas. It makes a big nafkanina la'halacha. Now the Gemara changes the next two. Yirkiv ilan v'yirbiyav. And the man yomar chukosek yishmoru in a chayav al ha'achas. Man yomar, wait one second. This yirkiv ilan. say, is your real name? And I said, how did he learn that? Yaqib Ilan. The first one was Yaqib Ilan. He changed that. Right. Okay, fine. That makes more sense. Yeah. He changes the first one as well. Yeah, okay. So the Gra has two cases. The Yaqib Ilan is his second case. His first case was Hir Bia Behema, Bir Bia Of. The other one. It's the same exact thing. If you learn that it's from the same prophet, so then you're over one thing. If it's from two separate Pesukim, so then Oath is included in Chukosei Tishmoru, and the Behemah is included in the Amtecholot Harbiya. The second case, according to the Gra, is the first case that we had, which is here to be under via Oath. It's basically the same idea. So Man Yomar Mi Chukosei Tishmoru, and if I have Achas, Man Yomar Mi Amtecholot Harbiya Kelayim would be Chayav Shtayim, because I learn out Harkova Ilan from the Chukosei in this case, because the Iker Limud is that Chukosei Tishmoru. I just learned out from the din of Harba'ah that even Harkava is also, because that's similar to Harba'ah rather than mixing seeds. Tani Einma Kivin Zaysim Berechav Shotmara Yitmei Shuhu Ilan Bi Ilan. So you don't now put in the Zayas into a trunk of a Te'ina, because it's a Ilan Bi Ilan, even though you're not mamish mixing seeds. Rabbi Yudin Pai, the left hand of Pliya Rabbi Levi, doesn't this argue on Rabbi Levi? He says, Eshtecha k'gefen puriya b'yantepei b'techa. And he explained, the Pope continues, b'necha k'shkileis b'tim saviv v'shulchanecha, that the meaning of this part, why is the Torah comparing the bonim of a person to k'shkileis b'tim? Just like Zaytim, you cannot be marking them with something else. So too, your children should be blessed. So too, there's no psolet in your children. So, mashma, that what he's saying is that Mechlal Sheyesh Bem Psolet. In other words, it would be shy of you telling me that they mark even Zaytim, it's Mashmah that Zaytim are also Shayach to this Psolet, if you put them together with tomorrow. So how does he see? Apparently, well, he says you're not allowed to mix the Zayat with the tomorrow. So apparently he holds that it's possible to create Zaytim that have Psolet in them. So how can you use the Zayat as a simon of the one thing that your children should be like? There's no way to mix them with anything else. And obviously he's saying there is. Says the Gemara, no. He's not arguing. No. The case of the Zayat and the Tamara is nothing to do with creating a new species that is possible because of Kilayim. Shanya Yiyacha, Shu'atitva Matzka. The point of this particular case, Enochinami, the Zayat will never change in its DNA in bringing out another type of fruit just because you were marking it on the stump of a Tama. However, what you will get is a sweeter taste in the Zayat because the Tamar has a different type of root system and it makes it more juicy. And that's valuable. And, huh? Not bad. That's really not bad at all. Doctor, what's the trend in that? Palm olives. Right. It's palm olives, Doctor. And it must have some type of
combination of palm olives. And not
in pieces.
I have your palm olives. He said,
not
on your life, boy. So,
not you, too.
It's you see him, what happens? What neighbors do swing on it? Jump in hope.
It was all for posterity, let me tell you. Kehada Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe Avimashke Parsakya Yain Mevushal Bishvila Matka. It's interesting that this idea of trying to get more sweetness into something, he had a orchard full of peaches and he used to spray it with wine in order to get some of that sweetness which is what the Kedem wine does when they claim no sugar added. You know that they do this. They say no sugar added in the Concord. They actually spray sugar. So they don't add sugar to the grape. The grape is just full of sugar because of the way they treated it on the vine. Yeah. That's why it tastes so absurd. It doesn't have sugar added. And that certainly is a real one.